club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this. This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Yes, and a big show to get to. Kerry O'Keefe going to join us to talk the summer of cricket. But MG, we start today on a very somber note.
Yeah, the Rugby League World, Liam, was rocked yesterday by the sudden death of young Manly Sea Eagles prodigy, 20-year-old Keith Titmuss. So very, very sad. Training routine, 90 minutes training on the field, and the young fella experienced some pain after it and unfortunately passed away. Our thoughts and prayers go to Keith's family, friends, as well as the Sea Eagles footy club.
Absolutely. Manly coach Des Hasler released a statement yesterday saying that Keith,
shocking news.
Keith will be missed, sorely missed, but never forgotten by the club. And obviously our thoughts are with not only Keith and his family, but with all the other Manly players and everybody involved in that organisation, because we can't imagine what they would be experiencing right now. It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We'll move on. We're going to talk some cricket up next with Kerry O'Keefe.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. The summer of cricket kicks off this weekend, MG. The one dayer it starts
with. We've had a very prolonged rugby league season, haven't we? Obviously with the late start after COVID, and it's over. And thank God the cricket starts this Friday.
It kicks off. It's going to be a fantastic summer, chock-a-block with action. I'm just glad that the Indian team's actually been able to get here.
Yeah.
You won't miss a moment of the action on Fox Cricket this summer. And a man who will be an integral part of that coverage, friend of the show, the great Kerry O'Keefe. G'day, Kerry.
G'day, Liam. G'day, MG. Look, I'm only doing two previews. They said to me, who's the best FM? I said, Liam and MG. Who's the best AM? They said, well, Ben Fordham rates. So they're the two I'm doing.
Well, we feel honoured as always. Yes. And as always, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, because we've missed our cricket, and now that it's inching closer and closer, I'm wondering more cares about our youngsters who are being spoken about in the last month or so, and one young bloke in the last couple of years, Will Bukowski, obviously is an opening batsman. Where's he sitting? And also this young 6'6" giant of a batsman and all-rounder from WA, Cameron Green. What are your thoughts on these two young kids?
MG, they're both outstanding talents. They're more upside than Joe Burns and Matthew Wade, without question. But we won 5 straight test matches here last summer. And, I mean, you know yourself, if you only really change your team when you're losing.
Big
and
time.
That'll be in Joe Burns' favour, that this is a team that keeps winning. And the fact that Warner likes having him around and that they see themselves as weapons at the top of the order. I think Will Perkowski is a middle-order batsman who's converted to opening. I mean, he hits lots of boundaries. He doesn't like letting the ball go. I'm a bit of a killjoy with my openers. I like Boycott and Chris Rogers.
Chris Taveray.
Where's Simon Caddick
Chris
when you Taveray. Need him?
Chris Taveray. I could Taveray. Watch him all day.
Oh, what a beautiful...
Alistair Cook, favourite shot? The lead. But that's what opening batsmen have to do when it's the bowler's way. Will Bukowski is an outstanding talent, without question, but he likes to hit to feel the bat on the ball on the bat. And he's learning opening. Well, he's opened twice at Victoria and got 2 double hundreds.
Yeah.
But test match opening is next level gravy. And Cameron Green, mate, this bloke, if he was a racehorse, the breeding would be by Kevin Peterson out of Tom Moody.
Yeah.
This is a talent. Straight down the ground, hooks and pulls, and bowls 138 to 140 outswing. So they are the two most exciting prospects we've had for 10 years.
Wow.
But this is a team with Matthew Wade and Joe Burns that keeps winning.
Yep.
And that's why I'm interested, as you guys are, with the Australian Test cricket team. Do you change a team that just keeps winning because you feel that the alternatives are better players, or do you keep going with a winning unit? And I sense they may do that, go with a winning unit and introduce Bukowski and Green later.
Can't wait to see those young stars. But I can't wait to see the star, Virat Kohli. He's only going to be down here for one test, though, Kerry. We get to see him in Adelaide, then he returns home for the birth of his first child. Do you think we're going to see the full aggro of the whole test series condensed into that one test match in Adelaide?
Oh, I think so, yes. Yeah. Because his parting message with the team was maintain the range, boys. You know, annoy them as much as you can. And that's the thing, Matt, I find him the most magnetic cricketer in the world. He's not a poker face on the field, is he? You know what he's feeling. And I think he's a little Sourav Ganguly-like in that he likes to annoy Australians. and that's why this will be a feisty series, without question. He'll pass the reins to Ajinkya Rahane, who's very subdued, but there's a few firebrands around that will... Whatever Kohli does, that they'll keep that going. Because, well, India-Australia is always the great theatre, isn't it? Always happens. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the test matches.
You and me both, Kerry. Virat Kohli's first six games in Australia are live and exclusive on Fox Cricket from this Friday. Watch them on Foxtel or stream on KO. Kerry, the first one day is not till Friday night, so I know you've got the time. Stick around. We want to chat to you a little bit more. This is The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M, getting ready for the summer of cricket. First one day international kicks off this Friday night at the SCG against India. And we are joined by Fox Cricket's expert commentator, the inimitable Kerry O'Keefe.
Kez, let's get on. Look, it's fascinating insight into what's going to be a magnificent summer of cricket, especially when India come down to Australia. We just got to expect fireworks. But yourself,
yes.
You had a 24-test career, finishing in 77. I've never asked you, even though I've spoken at a lot of functions with you. And by the way, hasn't COVID kept a lot of luncheon and after-dinner speakers dormant, mate? Come on.
Oh,
something.
No. Yes.
How did you first get into the media after cricket?
Mate, I retired in 1981, and mate, I had a 20-year drought. It was the worst two decades of my life because I had a sense of entitlement that I'd pick things up in the media and coaching, and to my detriment, I handled it poorly. It wasn't until I was 51 in 2001. That the penny dropped, that you've got to make yourself employable. And I went from age 31 to 51 thinking I'll fall into things, and it didn't happen. But eventually, at age 51, with no money, ABC Cricket rang me, and they said, we'd like to use you for one test. And I thought, this is my chance. And I took it. And I did 14 years with them, and it changed my life, because I was a bum and resentful, and I went from that to where I am now, still at 71, still involved. So the turning point in my life was at age 51. My sons say to me, Dad, you're not an example, you're a warning. So they love me dearly, but I wish,
of course
the penny
they do.
I wish the penny had dropped at 31 rather than 51. Although I did enjoy those 20 years. and I wasn't ready to do it at 31, but I was at 51. And it's funny, I had a big mortgage. I was married with two young kids, and ABC said, write a book. And I said, oh, it won't sell. And they said, just write it anyway. So I wrote my book longhand, and my wife typed it on the computer. And at the end of it, having written it, I said, I don't care whether it sells one copy or whatever. I'm just happy to have written my story. It sold 75,000 copies and paid for my mortgage.
Wow.
Amazing.
Isn't it funny how your life can turn?
Yep,
I was reluctant to write that book. I wrote it. It flew off the shelves because people thought I was dead. So there's a dead guy writing a book. And it paid for my house. And I'll never forget it. And it just seizing an opportunity, MG and Liam. It was amazing.
Was that
because of the 2004, According to Skull, obviously, that everyone...
According to Skull,
that's the one I've got a copy of it, my dad. Yeah.
Yeah, and mate, it's a simple read, but I told my story honestly in my battles with alcohol and all that, and and it was an honest reflection on where I was at. But when I'd finished putting it down on paper, and that's why, mate, I encourage everybody to write a book for your family, even if you don't get it published. Just write a book telling your side of your life. And it's amazing how cleansing it is when you've written it down. It's funny, I think in Australia, to be a best-selling author, you have to sell 11,000 books. And there are 7,000 registered cricket book collectors. So I was already along the path to bestseller. Because every time a cricket book comes on the market, it triggers a sale to these collectors. So I had to find 4,000 victims.
Well, entertainment for certain this summer. You can get it on Fox Cricket with Kerry O'Keefe and the rest of the team. It's an outstanding commentary team they've got assembled there. Kerry, we really appreciate you coming on. Don't give Ben Fordham as much as you've given us, but, be entertaining, of course.
Mate, you were my first choice. Triple M.
Appreciate it. Kerry O'Keefe, MG, I think we can comfortably call ourselves the home of Kerry O'Keefe.
Oh, he's good. He's great value, the skull. Can't wait to see him over this summer.
It's going to be outstanding. All right, now is the time.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a fan of the fight game, 133353, we have got, at the minimum, a double to give away to the Sydney Super Fight happening on December 16th.
At the minimum.
But at the maximum...
Oh, yeah.
VIP Ringside. Package, baby. 133353 if you want to win. You got to know your sport. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
It's the show that goes off like a bull in a china shop. That's why we never offer our guests a cup of tea. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG. See Gallen versus Hunt in the Sydney Super Fight, December 16 at Bankwest Stadium. Get your tickets at Ticketek. The Rush Hour 5-round knockout quiz.
Yes, you've got to get through all 5 rounds and you could be floor side. Is they call it floor side? Probably not.
Ringside.
Ringside, that's probably what they call it. Ringside for the Sydney Super Fight, December 16 at Bankwest Stadium. You can get your tickets at Ticketek. Gallen v Hunt, going to be outstanding. But here's the thing, MG. Our contestant today, just for getting through, is going to the fight. He's won himself a double. Michael in Cronulla, congratulations, Mick.
Legendary. Thank you, lads.
Good on you, buddy. Off to the fights. Now, if you can go coast to coast, you'll be experiencing some VIP treatment at Bankwest Stadium very shortly, my friend. Are you ready for question one?
I am ready.
Which NRL sides has Paul Gallen played for?
Oh, God. Got me already. Obviously, Cronulla.
Just stop there, Mick. That'll do. You're well done. That's right. That's...
Well, you said, what, two sides? Sorry.
No, I said, what, NRL sides?
Yeah. It's just the Sharks.
Two sides.
No, sorry. You're right, Mick.
Bit of a trick question, mate.
Enunciate, right. Would you, MG?
Yeah. Which NRL sides?
Okay. Question two.
Question two. Who is the current Australian Open tennis champion?
Men's champion.
Oh, God.
No, he can play tennis, though.
He could play, but I don't know how good he'll go.
Yeah, shocking backhand.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
Lots of controversies of late. Lots of controversies.
Yeah, I think it's, what's his name, Djokovic, I think.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. Well done, Nick. All right, three questions for the VIP package.
Three to go, brother. Three to go. Question number three. How many tries were scored in this year's NRL Grand Final?
Now you've got me.
We had you the first question, Mick.
Correct, true, 100%. One.
But have a guess.
Let me try five.
Incorrect.
Eight.
Incorrect, Mick. It was eight.
It was eight.
Sorry.
Please don't say sorry, mate. You're off to the fight, the mega fight. It's going to be epic.
No, I was trying to say thank you. And last time I was with you boys, the last time I was at Bankwest for the Beyond Blue Cup, and we played touch football out there.
Oh, well done, mate.
Outstanding,
buddy. And I just want to say thank you for what you'd like to do throughout the year and the show you put on and putting some spirit back in the world. So thanks very much.
Now I want to give
go on your brother.
Now I want to give Mick the VIP back.
Give him the VIP. Give it to him.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Well done to Mick. Don't worry if you missed out today. More tickets to give away tomorrow. And we have to give away that VIP package. Maybe, oh, yeah. Maybe we'll start making the questions a bit easier. It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
I know. I'll start doing the questions, I think. Geez. Instead of you.
After Jimmy, we got to talk Joseph Suaalii, because this kid is still making headlines, MG. Oh,
really?
Up next, Joseph Suaalii.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. If you missed out on those tickets to Gallen v. Hunt, the Sydney Super Fight, don't worry. More to give away on the show tomorrow, MG.
Yeah, it's heating up.
It's a tough quiz. You've just got to be prepared. Yes. You've got to be ready.
Just a new sport.
Study sport between now and tomorrow. MG, a story today that's broken that we need to speak about. Adrian Prezenko of the Sydney Morning Herald has reported that the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who currently own the contract rights of this young superstar on the rise, Joseph Suaalii, the 17-year-old, the Sydney Roosters have signed him for 2022 and beyond. South Sydney have his signature on a development contract for next season. Roosters want him early. Suaalii wants to go early. Rabbitohs have said fine, but give us Daniel Tupu.
It's getting laborious. I mean, as if Tupu is going to be lost to the Roosters, and after being one of the top two wingers in Australia at the moment, in the world, him and Adekara are the two at the top of the tree. I would not be letting him go for all the money in the world.
Well, this
all the footy money in the world.
This kid, this Joseph Suaalii, he hasn't played any form of rugby union or league since October of last year. And geez, we've talked about him a lot.
Potential. That's the word we keep hearing.
So MG, let's sort this out once and for all.
Let's do it.
We're going to sort this out.
Come over to the Eastern Suburbs Ladies Club, Mr. Blake Solly, and you'll be greeted by our chairman of the board and chairman of everything good at Roosters, Mr. Nick Politis.
All right, here we go. The CEO of South Sydney, Blake Solly, joining Uncle Nick in the Eastern Suburbs to discuss Joseph Suaalii. Mr. Politis.
Hello, Blake. Sit down. Anybody watching? Sorry, let's put this voice on for. It's okay.
Okay, everyone thinks I'm the Godfather. I'm not. I just love my Roosters. And what, Blake? What do you want, mate? What do you want,
Mr. Politis? Can I call you Nick?
You can call me Nick.
Okay, let's get this sorted. Joseph Suaalii. Look, he's a star, and you've got him. He's your star now. But we obviously he's still signed with us for next season. We want to get him to you. We really do. This kid's going to be the next big thing. He's probably a future immortal. We want to get him to you. You know, he's that good. We could ask for James Tedesco or Luke Keary. He's that good. But we'll call it even. Just give us Daniel Tupu. And you can
Your
have
dream.
Him.
Come on, Blake. Blakey. I've been in this game a long time, my friend. And if you think you're getting Daniel Tupu over to Redfern, well, you've got another thing coming, my good friend. I'll tell you what. If you want Toops, I'll give him to you. I'll give Daniel Tupu to you, but
terrific.
I want something in return.
Bill, please.
I want something in return. I want either Alex Johnson or Campbell Graham.
Well, no, you can't. No, you see, Mr. Politis, Nick, the point is you're still winning this deal, even if we give you Daniel Tupu. You're getting this 17-year-old kid that is going to be the next superstar.
Well, potentially.
Yeah, but...
potentially. We don't know if he might, God forbid, go out in the first game and drop the ball, and that's all we see from him ever again.
But, Nick, he's 17 years old. The 12 months between 17 and 18, you would know this, Nick, with all the athletes you've dealt with. The time when you're 17 to when you're 18 is so important for an athlete. And if he doesn't get to your club, he's probably going to be working with Josh Alloway mowing lawns, Nick.
Because we're not going to develop him.
He's going to be, I don't know, carrying boxes. We are not going to put no development into this kid.
I'll change my offer. You won't give me Johnson or Graham?
No,
I want Stephen Masters, Mark Nichols, and Jed Cartwright then for him.
We keep Cartwright.
I don't think you know where you're sitting, Blake. He's sitting right in the chairman's room here in Eastern Suburbs Ladies Club.
Yes.
And if you want me to put the voice back on, I will.
And then I'll get tough, okay? I don't want to put the voice on. It's not me. So you either take it or leave it. What do you want? You give me Johnson or Campbell Graham, or you give me Masters, Nichols, and Cartwright right now.
You get Suaalii for next year. We'll take Tupu, and you can have... I'll give you Masters and Cartwright. Do we have a deal, Nick?
We have a deal.
Excellent. Fantastic.
We have a deal.
Now, what's that brown paper bag you're passing me under?
Oh, that's right. No, it's not for you. That's for Sonny.
But the deal's done.
The deal's done.
Outstanding. And may we hear no more about Joseph Suwali.
No more.
Until he's running out for his first grade debut. It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We are done for you Tuesday. MG, tomorrow might be my riskiest day on this show.
Yes, I know why.
We have Mark Hunt on the show, one of the most dangerous names you can ever say on radio. Mark Hunt, a dangerous man, a dangerous name. He is on the show tomorrow to talk the Sydney Super Fight v. P. Gallen.
Well, it's starting to heat up, and as we see every time we offer the tickets up for the knockout quiz, the board lights up. So this is much anticipated. I can't wait to speak to the big fella.
Before we finish off today, the border has reopened between Queensland and New South Wales. Sydney siders can go up and explore the Sunshine State once again. Thanks to Anastasia and Gladys for getting the deal done.
What a joyous occasion!
Does it bring back memories for you? I mean, back in your heyday, back in your prime, I know that you skived off on the international tour after the premiership to go and hang out on the Gold Coast. Has it brought back memories?
The Gold Coast and Brisbane is, you know, obviously part of my rugby league career, but also part of my post-career. We spent all our holidays at Burleigh Heads. We love it. Personally, I remember back in 91, as I go back to reflection mode, the famous face-to-face with me and Wally Lewis happened. I got 6 weeks suspension for it. My first game back was against the Gold Coast Seagulls, which he happened to be basically a captain coach of it. Malcolm Cliff was coach, but Wally was running the show. This particular game that I was about to play my first game, ironically, Wally was ruled out through injury. And I went, oh, Jesus, I won't get another chance, you know, another crack at him. So after the game, I think we beat them pretty well because they weren't travelling that well that time. And I'm back at the Seagulls Leagues Club and I'm standing there and I'm brewing and I'm brooding. And I'm angry. I want another shot at this guy because he's just cost me 6 weeks on the sideline. Come on, man. Where is he? So I'm at the bar and I've got the twitch going, the wink, the hands flicking. And I'm watching the Gold Coast players walk through these doors one after another. Where is he? Where is he? Colour my player, say, what's wrong, mate? What are you doing? I said, I'm just waiting for Lewis. What are you going to do to him? I don't know. But I haven't thought that far ahead. I don't know, but I'm going to do something. You can bet your bottom dollar. And all of a sudden, just as I'm just in a chat and a bit of a frenzy with one of my teammates, I had a tap on the back of my shoulder. And I looked around quickly and it was Wally Lewis. And he was standing there with a jug of beer and two glasses.
Oh.
He said, come on, big fella. Let's go and sort this out the right way. And we did all night, me and the king, all night on the skooies or whatever they called them, the pots up there at the time. They're called pots because they weren't as big as schooners. But what a man. I owe him everything in my life. That's not a stretch. Without that incident, I don't know what would have happened. Obviously, you make your own luck, but that catapulted me into another stratosphere that even today people talk about it. So you've got to take advantage of them situations, and I certainly have.
Could you imagine being a fly on the wall in that bar where 6 weeks prior, one of the most famous Origin moments ever, and then you see these two blokes sitting at a table
Every eye in the Leeds Club were on us. We had bouncers around us. We had these teammates on one side, my teammates on the other side, just waiting, and then all good. He said, boys, it's okay. I said, boys, it's okay. And then I went and got the next jug, and we proceeded to have a nice long drink, and we flew out at 8 o'clock the next morning, and it was just I'm glad that happened. You know, and that's the mark of the man. That's exactly what he is. He's, you know, he knew that I was in a bit of, you know, angst, and he wanted to settle it down. He did the right way. It was great. But can't wait to get back to the Gold Coast. Can't wait to get back to Brisbane. Mr. Palaszczuk, thank you.
That's the magic that can happen now that the borders have been reopened.
North of the border.
All right, we got to get out of here. This has been the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Huge show coming up tomorrow. More tickets to the Sydney Super Fight. Mark Hunt joins us, MG, but we got to go.
Massive, as always. Thank you so much for your ears. Here's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.